forever. Dog.
If you have seen a fish, I shame you.
So what are you saying about people that have seen lots of fish?
I'm saying it's sinful and they're going to burn in hell. And the thing is, like, sure, you can think about seeing a fish, but you shouldn't act on wanting to see a fish. Like, if you're thinking about seeing a fish, that's fine. Yeah. That's one thing. Keep that to yourself. We don't have to talk about it, okay?
Mm-hmm. You could, like, see a fish, like, once or twice, but as long as you ask for forgiveness about it, it's as if you never saw any fish in the first place.
I think that depends on, like, what brand of fishianity you subscribe to, because some are other... I did. Also, Jesus fish.
Why are you scissoring, Elena?
I'm cutting! Cut!
That's not what that means in this community. You can't be doing that.
I don't want to close my eyes.
Yes.
I don't want to fall asleep because I miss you, baby. And I don't want to miss a note. And that is the mashup that we have for you
today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Chosen Family.
That was the worst dyke quartet. What's a
trio?
Dyke tet.
It's a dyke tet, no matter what number it is. No matter what number it is, it is a dyke tet. And nothing like saying the word dyke 2 minutes into your podcast that you're going to release
family
on YouTube.
Friendly.
Family mm-hmm. friendly. Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. Episode one, we hopped straight into eating ass. So I think Dyke Tet is,
and
I think we're all right.
I would say it was super successful. Thank you everyone who listened.
Oh my God,
because this is the first episode that we've recorded since we've started releasing. So you're going to hear this in 12 weeks, approximately.
12 years, 12 light years from now.
But I think it went really well. What do you guys think?
I'm so excited. Oh my God.
Yeah, it blew up.
People seem stoked. We're charting. So now, Ashley, every time you say you have a chart-topping, award-winning podcast, we can be like,
which one?
This? Exactly. This podcast?
And I say both of them.
Chosen Family podcast?
I say both of them, you dumb little bitch. All of my podcasts.
All of my two podcasts. Every single one.
No, it's very exciting. You know, I didn't know what to expect. And
yeah.
And I think it's going pretty well. I don't have access. And can I moment of gratitude?
Of course.
It is so nice to work with two really competent, responsible people who are excellent at their jobs. It is.
That's really, really nice of you to say.
So nice. Like I.
As opposed to all the other schmucks you've worked with in the past.
No, I've just done everything on my own. And so it's like, oh, wow, this is incredible, like, to not feel the full burden of, to know that if I don't do everything, that someone's going to do something, you know what I mean? Like, it's so nice
to
know that.
You don't have to do all of the topping.
Yeah. I'm laying down and bottoming for my kid and my wife. Bottom me, son. Thank you. No, but seriously, thank you. You guys are incredible. I love you guys. It's so nice. Aww.
Ashley, we love you too.
This feels like the end of an episode.
And Mac.
Should we end it here?
Yes, thank you guys for listening. We're not going to be taking your questions.
End of the podcast. This will be our last ever episode.
Should we do update? Oh, wait. Oh, go.
No, you go.
You go.
You go.
You go. No, you go.
Okay.
Look at us. Three gentlemen in a dyke tet. Wait, what is it?
Should we put on little suits? For our dyke tet. Wait, listener, write in. What do we play in the dyke tet? What is each one's instrument?
No, that's our band name. Three gentlemen in a dyke tet.
I want a top hat.
Oh. I want a bow tie.
Okay.
Yes. All wearing bow ties.
That's both of those things are just way too gay for me. I cannot put the. If I put those on, I would just be like, this is too gay. So I'm going no tie at all.
You
and
would gentleman jack the shit out of a top hat.
No,
I just realized.
No,
Ashley?
No, I'm not that kind of gay. No,
Ashley,
that's disgusting. I actually find that repugnant. I find it repugnant. I don't think anyone should wear a top
hat. Ashley, lean in.
Tops,
Ashley, lean
bottoms,
in.
No one should wear a top hat. Switches.
Gentleman jack?
In 1845 or whenever the fuck that was set. I don't know. But not right
that
now.
That was all they had.
That was all
it works today.
There were no other hats.
It's Gentleman Jack stood the test of time.
What I did for the wedding that I went to is I had a button down that I left very much not very buttoned. Like, I only did a couple buttons. No top hat.
The bow tie?
No bow tie. And I had like a long necklace.
Honestly,
and I felt very sexy.
You looked really hot at that wedding.
Oh yeah, you guys were there.
No, you looked good.
Yeah, I'm like, you're describing this outfit to us. I'm like, yeah.
Well, you only sent like one picture in the group chat afterwards, because we texted asking for pictures, and there was like, you were like, I took this in the elevator.
That's how I said
up
it.
Your Instagram game.
I'm also a Muppet. I'm a gay Muppet. I'm a
dyke cup it.
Look, someone might be new. Should we say what this podcast
is? Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
This is the Chosen Family podcast.
Chosen Family podcast.
We're your Chosen Family. Ashley's your daddy. Elena's your mommy. I'm the hot
the baby.
Teenage brother.
Just a little guy.
And we're here to answer questions that you guys send in. Which, speaking of, I know we're not going to get into questions yet because that would be...
Why would we do that?
Way too early. Why would we do that? But we got a lot of good questions, I think.
Oh, good. That's good. Do we
we got a lot more nonsense to talk.
Do we have any updates around the family dinner table?
Well, just generally, like, I know we kind of touched on this, but the fact that this launched and is going super well is really exciting. But now that it's launched, we're getting comments and feedback. And there's a comment that I saw that I'm like, I think we should actually talk about this just generally, could be as a subject, but also because I'm like...
I'm marking this clip for fear of cancellation.
No. It's not...
Is it serious or funny?
It sounds bad. Well, the more you build up, you give it. The longer you put before a topic, like, the more you're like, fuck, what was this YouTube comment?
The more you explain why you're bringing it up and talking about it, the more worried we get.
No, I'm giving this...
I already veto whatever the fuck you're about to say. We just cut it and we never find out.
This is going to piss you off so much. Like, this is actually, you're going to be like, what, Elena, what are you talking about? But I'm a little sensitive baby, okay? I need to explain. I can't have people mad at me for any reason.
I feel like I know what this is and I feel like I'm going to cut it. But
no, it's not what you think. It's not what we've already talked about.
We have not. Nope. The one I'm thinking of, I didn't bring up because I was like, I don't want to talk about. What? Let's just go. Just go.
Okay, well, I don't think your thing is my thing. So now that I said, once I say my thing, you're going to have to say your thing. And too bad
I will never say
it.
My thing.
Okay, anyway.
I had a thing once.
Okay, Mac, this is about you, though. So listen up.
This is not what I thought it would be.
No, I knew. I know, because nobody else would even, like, think twice about this. Because
oh, my God, will you fucking say
it? Sorry. Yes, sorry. So basically,
no, I think we should say
I'm sorry that I said fuck. I'm sorry that I said fuck at you.
Shut up. I think we should wait till the end of the podcast to talk about what this is and then cut for time at the end.
Yep. Perfect.
Mac will never know.
Non-consensual edging. I don't want it.
You don't want the edging or the result, because that's exactly what I'm trying to do. The listener will have the listener will have an itch in their brain if we don't.
Of course. I have an itch in my brain and I know what it is. So basically in our YouTube videos, right, like we're making a lot of jokes about body count, as in like how many people you've slept with.
Oh God.
Mac, your number being less than 10, all this stuff. How you're young, so you don't have a ton of experience. Like, which positions do you know, Mac? We're making a lot of jokes. I got
jokes.
A very
capital.
This is
J,
gonna piss me off.
Underline jokes.
I got a comment that was like a paragraph long.
Yeah, I saw it.
Of someone being like,
replied.
Like someone, I'm glad you didn't, because let's have a measured conversation. Let's respond.
No, I knew. I was like,
not react.
The three of us have to come in together before we.
Yes.
We are. You know, it's new territory. We're not. We are responsible for each other's comments now.
Yes. So somebody commented and basically said that they were enjoying the content, but they just couldn't get behind the way that Ashley and I were experience shaming Mac, and how we were making fun of you for a lack of experience, and that society puts forward this idea that it's like quantity over quality and that they don't think that's fair and like all this stuff.
Can I top this, or do you want to top this?
Well, you top it for what. I will also argue that society also does the opposite. The society also
you can't
values
win.
Virginity.
You, absolutely.
It's like neither one.
If you're a woman having sex, you can't win. If you're a woman, you can't win, honestly.
And if you're queer, you can't win.
Absolutely. Yes, Mac, you take it, because you're the one that we were shaming.
And we were genuinely shaming you, and that's actually how we feel, and you should tweet about it.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. I can't even, I'm surprised, but I'm also not surprised that that came up. And I'm sure it's coming from a good place.
That was nice.
But here's the thing, and here's why it's so funny that they're making these jokes about it, is because if you follow me on TikTok, I have a very bold persona. I'm very thirst trappy. I look like a douchebag. If you listen to this podcast, that's obviously not who I am. Not even a little bit.
And it is hilarious.
Exactly. Daddy's the douche.
Daddy douche. We got daddy douche over
Daddy douche.
Wait, that makes me want a nickname. Baddie baby.
I was going to say baby dyke, but that doesn't sound good. Baby.
Baddie baby.
You can't give it to yourself, Mac.
You can't call yourself a baddie. Ashley, you
say
it.
Say baddie baby.
I'm not calling you that.
I'm trying to create your own nickname.
Say it, Ashley.
Baddie baby is not a thing. It'll never be thing.
Call Mac baddie baby.
No, it's too similar to
bad baby who already exists.
Yes. Yes.
So it's hilarious to see the internet's perception of me that they've created versus who I actually am. And that's why it's so funny. It's not funny because I have a low body count. It's funny because the internet thinks that I have literally slept with hundreds of women.
Yes.
That I get around, that I'm constantly flirting with girls. And in reality, that's just not even close to the case.
And yes. And like, this is a joke we've been making off camera. Like, this is a running joke between the three of us. It's a running joke between you and your audience. Like, this isn't
That's one more thing I want to say is that if it was something that I was sensitive about, Ashley and Elena would not make jokes about it. Period.
Exactly.
It would. And if they said something and I was uncomfortable, we've cut stuff before that we've said to each other.
Yeah.
If it was something we weren't comfortable with, it wouldn't go up.
To that point, when we're making content together, like, we're also sending each other these videos beforehand to make sure that everybody's comfortable with everything that's in them. Like, I also, like you already said, Mac, I'm not trying to say this to, like, come for this person, because that is valid. Like, that's a valid experience and fear. And I'm sure that there are, like, people do get experience shamed. I'm not trying to say that that's not real or, like, valid, but I really hope that you would, as an audience or the people listening to this or the people who know us, would know that, like, no one here is making jokes to try and undermine anybody else's experiences or, like, make anybody feel shitty about whether they've slept with 100 people or
definitely way less than 10,
however many it's been. And the reason that the reason that I don't share a number with you guys, it's not because I'm ashamed of it, it's because there is a lot of my life that's public, that's on the internet, that I post specific stories about. And to give a number, then people narrow it down and they say, okay, it's either this person, or this person. Like, however many they know it is, then they try to pinpoint which girl in my past it's been. And that's not, when
it's
No, it's not. When I share things about my sex life, whether it's now or in the past, it's not something that I want you to know who it's with necessarily, because I don't always have their permission. Like, there are ex-girlfriends that I wouldn't want to put their stories out and say, this girl did this. So it's it's more of a privacy thing in that regard. It's not that I'm ashamed that my number's low. My number's low, guys.
What? And it's your prerogative.
Yeah,
it's your prerogative to share or not share.
I and also will say that, like, with comedy, understand the context of the creators that you're talking about. Like, we talk about this stuff all the time. We're always trying to be positive about everybody. I had a super low body count for a really long time until I decided to be a huge slut. And then I absolutely have a new type of shameful body count, like, depending on how, on how you want to shame me. Like, go ahead. But I think every topic, if you're going to make a joke about it, there's someone that if you interpreted it sincerely rather than as, like, a bit about, like, contextualizing it with who these people are, who they are to each other, anything can be interpreted as offensive. And this is a new medium for the three of us. And for some of you guys don't know these two in this context. Like, you cannot take the one sentence out of one video and extrapolate and create
and
a full
perspective out of it. I'm really, I know none of us are trying to, like, attack this person who left this comment. I only wanted to bring it up, like you're saying, Ashley, to make a more general point that, like, none of us are ever going to be saying something in order to shame one of the others, like, because of anything, right? So I hope that
we love each other and we roast each other, and a lot of times I get similar comments like, too much roasting, you guys were mean to this person. It's like, if we were being mean, we wouldn't have this. If we felt that way about each other, we wouldn't have this podcast. And give us the benefit space of the to doubt. Yeah, mm-hmm. to we're like three strong ladies. We mm-hmm. have the ability to say to one another, "Hey, I didn't like that." You know?
Yeah, so like if Mac's feelings were hurt, she would have just told us and then we would have kicked her off the podcast.
Exactly. And
like it's not that's how it would have it was not that big of a deal.
Right. And if I bring up if I get shamed for bringing up 9/11 as I frequently do.
Actually, I swear to God. Those episodes haven't even come out yet and I'm like the amount that you have continued to bring this up is like if that goes poorly the
listener,
first time
it will not.
We have
listener,
70 more episodes
it will go great and the thing about comedy is even if it doesn't go great at a certain point it becomes so ridiculous that it does go great so listener write in how do you feel about 9/11 let
maybe
us know
don't listener let's
yeah,
pretend none of this
listener
ever
that
happened
put in the complaint before also gave us your 9/11 commentary.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. If you had unlimited time, how would you use it? If you're looking to find what's important to you, what you want to be a priority in your life, therapy can help. Through therapy, you can find out what matters to you so you can do more of it. For me, when it comes to saving time, doing things from the comfort of my own home has been king. Doing therapy online saves me a long drive to an office, it allows me to feel comfortable in a familiar space, and it just feels better. I love online therapy with BetterHelp because it's more accessible to me than traditional therapy in person. And I can use the time that I save for other things that make me feel good, like rock climbing or going to the beach or going for a walk or just spending time with loved ones. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/chosenfamily today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/chosenfamily. One in five Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel.
I absolutely love Babbel because of their short conversation-based lessons. It's really easy to take them out into the real world and use them immediately and solidify that knowledge.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really even help you speak the language.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. It's designed by real people for real conversations.
Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world. Here's a special limited-time deal for our listeners. Right now, get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/chosen. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/chosen, spelled BABBEL.com/chosen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Who wants to talk about their week? Just anything other than this comment.
I don't know what to get Mattia for her birthday.
Oh, that's huge.
It's
huge.
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 How was that? Did I?
No one knows more about Mattia than I do, and the birthday gift is huge. Well, I actually really don't know what Mattia likes.
She's not a materialistic person at all.
Great.
The only thing thoughtful coming to my head, and I don't mind talking about it because this will be out past her birthday, I'm thinking maybe I'll get her a date.
That's cool. That's
I'll
cool.
I'll find the hottest lesbian in this city. So,
oh, so she's dating.
Wait, Matea's dating girls now?
She's dating girls now openly?
Yeah, she's dating women and men.
Okay, cool.
All right.
And the non-binaries. We filmed a YouTube video yesterday where I like took over her Hinge. And as soon as I took men off of the I'm interested in list, it got so much better. It got so much better.
Well, yeah.
Are we surprised?
The men here.
Missouri, so many fish.
On this planet.
So many just.
But one thing I noticed. Do you know? Yeah. I actually have a picture of myself like that. So let's maybe not shame too much, but.
I am actively shaming you, and I'm shaming all people who have ever eaten fish
and held up any dead thing in your profile.
If you
do
have
want
seen
to point
a fish,
out something,
I shame you. I shame
actually,
you for
that's
fish.
Not fair. You've never seen a fish in New York?
I've never seen a fish.
I
Would I? Sure, curiosity. Never seen a picture of a fish. Just like with anything else.
So what
else,
are you saying
like,
about people that have seen lots of fish?
I'm saying it's sinful and they're going to burn in hell. And the thing is like, sure, you can think about seeing a fish, but you shouldn't act on wanting to see a fish. Like if you're thinking about seeing a fish, that's fine. Yeah. That's one thing. Keep that to yourself. We don't have to talk about it. Okay. Mm-hmm. But if you're acting on wanting to see a fish.
Yeah.
This is all to say, I think.
But like you could like go out, you could like see a fish like once or twice, but as long as you ask for forgiveness about it, it's as if you never saw any fish in the first place.
I think that depends on like what brand of fishtianity you subscribe to, because some are other. I did.
This is over.
Jesus fish.
Why are you scissoring, Elena?
I'm cutting. Cut.
That's not what that means in this community. You can't be doing that. As my dad likes to say, you can think of seeing the fish in his home, but you can't see, you can't do acts of seeing the fish in his home.
Teach a man to fish. Teach a man to fish. Mm. He is gay now. Mattia deserves a date, and you should. I love Mattia. Like so much. She's one of my favorite people. So I think she deserves
it. She wants to come on the podcast.
Okay.
Oh my God, yes.
Guys, are we going to do a holiday episode?
Sure. This is it.
Like for 2023.
Feast of the Seven Fishes. Did I get that right? Who's Italian? Listener, write in.
I'm Sicilian.
Are you Italian? Or are you?
Yeah.
So tell me about the seven fishes.
We actually do the seven fishes every year, but I don't think we do it traditionally. You do. In my dad's house, would you believe it?
I would. You're like, we're just having a sleepover.
He goes through the whole year, no fish, no fish. And then the end of the year, bang, seven of them.
So many fish.
I don't really know what the tradition is. He just literally makes seven fish. I show up and get in and get out as fast as I can anytime I have to go over there. Like if there's a package,
yeah,
I'm like in out. So I honestly couldn't tell you.
Elena, you sound beautiful, by the way.
Thank you. I think last time we recorded, I already addressed the mic situation.
But now you have a stand.
Today I can address the camera situation. Because I was also getting DMs of people being like, Elena, you've been doing YouTube for the longest out of the three of you. Why is your video the only one that looks like shit?
I didn't realize that was a mic thing when you said it, Ashley. And I was
that's a bold
compliment. You
well, I mean,
beautiful.
She actually does look very nice today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. What?
Does this mean you guys are getting back together?
No.
Absolutely not. This never. Is what he does. This never. Is what he does, son.
Your mother has nothing inside of her for me.
This is called love bombing.
Okay. But what if you are just a simp? There's definitely like love bombing things and then there's super simpy things. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But after like the trauma of our divorce,
sure,
you being so nice to me is
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, the thing is that
bomb.
I've changed is the thing.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I've really worked on myself.
Actions speak louder than words, and all we have are words here.
We really have almost no actions.
No action.
But what's your sister's type, Mac, and how are you going to go about secretly finding?
That is a really good question, because I have no idea. I know her type is more masculine women.
Okay.
Which I am absolutely enraged, and I'll tell you why. When I was swiping on her Hinge yesterday, I'm going to have to pull up my finger for this. When I was swiping on Hinge yesterday.
Pull up the finger.
Pull
it up.
Your finger from where?
Yeah, I see.
Do you know how many femmes were on Hinge yesterday? It was all, I didn't find a single
mask. In Springfield? All four
in
of them? Really?
No, there's seven, Ashley. We know
when
there's at
I
least seven.
When I came out, when I got on a dating app, everyone was in flannel. Everyone was in backwards hats. There were no femmes
anywhere.
Okay,
not you talking like back in my day. You are 22 years old.
Seriously, though. I remember. I remember before the pandemic and everyone was bisexual.
Back in my day. Last year.
No one was bisexual. And it was horrible on Hinge. Okay? We are going through a renaissance. For sure. Like, it's great.
The gays. Like, everyone's gay.
Everyone's queer now.
Oh.
Well, not everyone, obviously. But, like,
a lot
more
went right
people.
Over my fucking head.
So you're seeing all these hotties on Mattia's Hinge and you can't interact with them, is what you're saying.
It made me upset because that's what I wanted when I came out. Like, when I wanted to have my slut phase, I was I was looking actively for femmes everywhere.
Well, Mac, everyone here knows you would never have a slut phase because you're just a little baby gay with no experience. And that makes me want to shame you.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, how are you guys doing? What's new with you guys?
I don't know. I'm over, like, I'm having a hard time. And if I talk about it, I'll cry.
Oh.
Do you want to, we can dedicate the next episode to it?
We could, maybe on the next one, because I'm already crying.
I want to hug you.
Why don't you just tell us now? Wait, how about you, okay, well, either you tell us that, and or you tell us the thing that you were refusing to say earlier, because the listeners probably do still have an itch in their brain.
I'm not saying that. I would rather cry on camera for 4 hours than talk about what I was going to talk about. But no.
I have an itch in my brain.
I have a chronic pain issue. It's been really bad lately.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I'm also like super overwhelmed with work. It was like a lot of work anyway. And so like to add like pain and not sleeping onto it is really difficult. And I'm working through it. I'm taking all the steps. I'm seeing all the doctors. I'm going to the PT. Mm-hmm. I'm doing all the things. And it is very difficult.
That's so overwhelming.
Yeah, you get burnt out and unmotivated. And like, I don't have the space to not be motivated right now. Like, honestly, thank God I don't have the space to not be motivated, because it is better for you to like be doing things and staying active. Mm-hmm. But it sucks. Like, it disrupts your routines. Like, you can't work out. Like, you can't sleep. It's like sucks.
Yeah, it takes away all the self-care things.
Yeah, yeah.
All of the things that replenish you outside of work.
Yes, exactly. So, and then with work being all, being slower at work and having more of it, it just sucks. It just sucks. That's what I'm dealing with right now. So, if you're dealing with burnout or like chronic pain or like chronic anything, like I'm doing a lot of self-compassion. That's like what I'm working on right now, because that's sort of the thing that keeps me motivated. It's actually weird how hard it is to motivate to keep going to doctors when it's not working, to keep going to PT when it is not working or hasn't worked in the past, even though you know in theory that is the only path forward. So practicing self-compassion to motivate myself to see a different doctor or whatever it is that I have to do, it is, I think, my guiding. I'm so grateful that I have set up all the things I've had set up with self-care, because for moments like this, like, it could be so much worse. Like, my reaction could be so much worse, and I am grateful for that, and I'm grateful for you guys.
It's, well, you want to go to someone and have them tell you, this is what's wrong, this is exactly what you do to fix it, like, here's everything going on in your body, this is, because I've dealt with like health anxiety stuff, and that's like that's what I always think about. I'm like, I wish I could go to someone and just have them give me a list. And it doesn't work like that.
Especially if you've got something on the rarer side, or like, you know, the chronic side. Again, women, this is another area where it like kind of blows to be a woman.
Do you want me and Mattia to fly out to New York and help you?
Honestly, as a mask lesbian, a joke about hitting on your sister, and I'm sorry, and I won't do it, but it came into my brain.
That's okay.
Oh, you're so sweet though, Mac. That was so sweet. No, and my response was, I'm going to bang your sister.
Mattia keeps talking about coming to New York to visit you. So, I mean, we'll come. I'm serious.
Yeah, and just
dare go there without me?
I would miss you, Elena.
You didn't have, you would have to miss me. You invite me.
What the fuck? Okay, do you guys want to come to New York? Come. I would. Oh my God. You guys in New York City would be bananas.
Seriously, if you will come to New York,
I'm so down.
If we're invited,
I can come before. You guys are gonna
stretch
1st.
My old hip. Is that how you're gonna help me? You're gonna
sure.
You're gonna sit on me while I'm in like upside down pigeon pose or whatever.
Absolutely. We could give you a big hug and help you get your work done.
I'm so serious. And we can take things, like, especially with this podcast. You just let us know if there's anything we can take off your plate. There's more stuff we can be doing.
That's actually so nice. Yeah. That's really nice. You guys are great. Should we go to, I'm trying to get this away from me as quickly as possible.
Okay, that's fair. We can move it away. thank you for sharing that, though. I'm sure there are a lot of listeners that like don't have a lot of chronic pain representation.
Sure.
You know, like
I know, I think about that all the time.
Queer, lesbian, like thankfully nowadays there's more and more LGBTQ representation. We also need more chronic pain, chronic illness, disability representation. Like, so...
Yeah.
Thank you from me, and thank you from the listeners for sharing that stuff.
I love you guys.
Okay, on to something else.
I'm not trying to be uncomfortable. It's just like, it's not something that I talk about a lot. And I don't know how
it's a big can of worms.
You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times I know who I am in my comedy voice and like what I'm saying, and I just haven't like thought about in what way I'm going to address this like publicly and artfully and yada yada yada. But that is the thing.
The new Star series Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true. But shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. This show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore? Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Stars and the Stars app.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes.
Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast on the go, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. I'm a horrible cook to begin with, so making something healthy and delicious fast, that's what I absolutely love about Factor.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals, so you can get back to doing what you love this spring.
They also have gourmet meals that feature premium ingredients. My personal favorites? Broccolini and asparagus. But overall, Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, or cleaning up. You can simply heat and savor the good stuff.
Customize your weekly meals with the flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
We're celebrating Earth Day all month long, so look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 and use code chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code chosenfamily50 at factormeals.com/chosenfamily50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Do you guys like my long johns?
Yeah. Ashley, I fucking love long johns. I love functional, warm clothing.
Don't we all?
I love it. If I could wear long johns under all my clothes, I would.
Do.
Why don't? Why not? I do. What's stopping you,
Mac? As soon as it goes under 60 degrees, which is really not time for long johns, I'm like, oh, long john time. So I, long john time. But as soon as it's long john time, I'm like, it's long john time. And then I put on my long johns. Oh my God. I wear long johns.
Season.
I wear long johns on every long flight that I take because I get so cold. For the same reason that I have chronic pain, I'm cold all the fucking time.
Do you have Raynaud's?
No, I have EDS. God, I feel like such a baby. You guys remember this because I couldn't fucking sit down on the floor with you guys. Remember how I was like,
okay, in your defense, it was hurting me to sit for that long. We were sitting for a really, really long
were.
Time.
We were. It was a long time.
Yeah, and you have literal EDS. Like, that's, you're not a baby.
As opposed to figurative EDS, which is for many people a struggle as well.
Okay, how do I tell my girlfriend to stop giving me gifts because I feel guilty?
Oh, okay. How so many immediately, gifts are we immediately, about? The gifts are not the problem. Just immediately, yeah. the solution to this problem is not stop receiving gifts.
Stop feeling guilty. Just
yeah, let's
stop.
Address
why
the
do you
guilt.
Feel guilty. Just yeah, well, exactly. Stop doing that.
Without this person here, but I can pretty much guarantee that we're not 100% sure, but I can almost guarantee you it's either your mom or your dad. So maybe start there. Maybe start the tree of the decision tree of trying to figure out why you feel guilty, and left and right, mom, dad, and go from there. But it could be both also. It could be an and.
Or even past relationships. Could be. Think
could
about
be
past
if it
relationships.
Was
maybe you
really
love
bad.
Bomb.
Who gave you that guilt? What gift? Who gave you that gift?
I think also, like, different people express love in different ways, right? So maybe it's possible. Look, I think it's valid to be like, I love all the gifts. That being said, I would prefer words of affirmation or acts of service or quality time. I think that's, like, a very valid thing to say. But Totally. This is also a clue perhaps into what your partner values, because a lot of times the way that we show someone love is actually how we would like to receive it back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you feel guilty because you should be buying your partner gifts, you little piece of shit. I do not. That is not real. Do not. I don't.
Or
think
maybe. And now this is me putting my own. I mean, and we're all putting our own biases here, so I guess that's fine. But another alternative situation where I can imagine somebody feeling guilty receiving a bunch of gifts is when they're in a relationship they maybe don't really want to be in. And
yo.
Acts from their partner. They're ooh, this is too much. I don't actually really want to be here.
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think of that either. Have you been there, Elena?
I've been the receiving end of more enthusiasm.
Are you talking about me right now? Are you talking about me right now?
Okay, this actually leads into another question that I got. Perfectly. Okay.
Do we feel we addressed that one?
This one's going to feed into this one.
I feel like we can't do much more with that one because it feels incredibly personal. And
yes.
Yeah. I think so what many we're basically questions. Saying is like self-reflection might be helpful here.
Yeah. Yeah. This one will help us go deeper on that one.
Excellent.
How to navigate not feeling it in a relationship but not wanting to hurt the other person's feelings.
Oh, God.
I feel I've been there. I feel Elena's been there. Ashley, you've probably been there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You are hurting the other person's feelings more by continuing a relationship that you don't actually want.
That person deserves to be in a relationship with someone who wants to be in a relationship with them.
Yes. Yes.
Or maybe they blow, but it's certainly not worth your time if that is the case.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times the hard thing is the right thing. Mm. And you've just got to get
song.
Through that.
A lot of times the hard thing is the right thing.
Brought to you by the three Dyke Tet and little gentleman in suits.
My cowboy hat and guitar are just staring me down.
Write it.
Do you play guitar, Mac?
Yeah.
Oh, that's like very drums.
Why don't you post that as a thirst
very
trap?
Lightly. I don't want to post like instrument stuff because I just know I'll get shredded and... No matter what I do, like people are gonna be like, "You fucked this up." Because I'm not amazing,
right? You
like I am with
fun.
Our singing in the Dyke Tet, but
right. Yes. No,
yeah, I do it for fun.
All and of your skill is in the singing.
Yes, exactly.
There's none left really for the good. No.
Yeah, I think breakups are really difficult, and in some ways, it can feel more difficult to even be the dumper. But I will say that. Oh my God, all of my relationships until very recently there wasn't like a dumper and a dumpy. It was more of an explosion, or a collapse. Like they got so untenable that it just both of us like were like, oh my God, eject. And you don't want to get to that point. The longer you wait, the harder it is to break up. So prepare, do a preparation, which means get some things on your calendar with your friends so that immediately after this happens, you're not alone. You're not just like gonna call them. Like prepare yourself for the breakup mentally, physically, make plans, yada, yada, yada. And then just do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
It's also worth pointing out that they're saying they don't want to hurt the other person's feelings. But every day you stay in that relationship that you don't want to be in, you're hurting their feelings.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when it ends and you talk to them and you say, I've been falling out of love with you or whatever it is. Think about how awful they feel knowing you've just been playing along, going through the motions for the past couple. That hurts. And I know because I did that to my ex. And if I could go back, I would change it.
Yeah.
But it's a comfortability thing. You know, you fall into these patterns and you don't want to leave them because they're comfortable and they feel safe. At least that's how it was for me. I don't know about you guys, but... Then when you leave, it hurts them so much more.
Yes. Yeah. And especially if, like Max said, you are like kind of playing the part right now. Like on the one side of things, they likely can feel that you're pulling away from them, or they likely can feel that you're not as in it as they
know.
Are.
They know.
And that's painful. And on the other side of it, if you're like playing some part and not letting them see that, they're going to be blindsided. And that's like, okay, now I don't mean to make you feel try to paint you as some bad guy or add to your guilt here. But if you blindside this person, like, that's going to affect their ability to trust in the future.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, you got to have the conversation. The sooner the better.
Yeah, and you deserve to have a relationship that really works for you.
Yes.
And
yes.
You don't need to hold up another person at the expense of your own happiness. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying the, like, affecting somebody's ability to trust in the future from the same perspective as Mac, that, like, I've been
in
relationship where, like, I was a coward. Like, I didn't have the courage to say when I started to feel like things weren't working anymore. Mm-hmm. And so I ended up putting it off and putting it off and putting it off.
Yeah.
And then I just hurt that person even more in the end.
And I'm the simp. I'm the simp that's been in this position before, writer in her. And she'll be fine. Or he'll be fine, or they'll be fine. They'll be totally fine.
Okay,
just rip their heart out of their chest. Get it over with. And look, they'll never be the same. They'll never really get over it. No, I'm kidding. I'm messing around.
I also want to totally say really fine. Quick, we're talking about their partner a lot and how it's going to affect their partner, but I do want to just, like, validate the way that you're feeling. It is really hard to do.
Very normal.
It is a really hard thing. It's good that you're thinking about it even, I think, because that's a step farther than a lot of people go. A lot of people just push it off. It's a hard thing to think about and to accept and then to go through with. Yeah. So, I mean, if you're doing that, that's really incredible and it's really brave of you, because if you don't, I agree with Elena. That was, like, the word that I used to define myself after I got out of that relationship. I mm-hmm. was like, I was a coward.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really brave thing to do. So just know that in this journey that you're going through.
Oh, Mac, we raised
you. Beautiful.
Right. It's moments like these.
Beautiful.
It's moments like these.
And the fact
You know what? We never explained what this podcast is.
Every week we gather around the family dinner table. If I'm not topping, you guys said that I don't have to top all the time. But the second I take my foot off the top pedal, you got no one is driving the fucking car. Every week we take your questions, we gather around the family dinner table, we catch up, and then you become a part of our family. You are our cousins sitting down at the family dinner table. You want to do one more question before we wrap up?
Let's do it.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Ashley.
Why don't you guys stare at each other lovingly while I look for another question?
Pillow Princess just doesn't look good on you.
On me?
Yeah. When you're letting us talk, you're just like, when that head hits the pillow.
Oh, I thought that sentence was going a different direction.
What? Where?
When that
Say the thing you were going to say before.
When that head hits, and I was like,
oh, God.
Nice.
Okay, opinions on sex toys.
That's...
Love them.
Is that quick?
I just got to say, your part of this, your cousins, Mac, the people that you bring to this, are so much younger, and I'm grateful that they're here, but I can feel how young they are in the questions. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I feel like an old man. My hip is in pain.
No, but it's wonderful, because I bet you those people may not have older gays around to be like, hey,
and I am older gay. And
yeah, like, this isn't a Cosmo magazine. This isn't what, well, I mean, oh, God, never mind. They don't read those.
They don't even know what Cosmo
They don't know what that is. Nobody, never mind.
They're like,
Mac's
a magazine
cousins don't even
space.
Understand that reference.
But yeah, I mean, what's wrong with, I feel that the sex toys are a massive industry, which proves that they are being put to good use.
Yeah, like, what's the opinion when they say, what's your opinion? Like, what are the possible opinions? There is the stance from some folks that using toys is intimidating because they feel like it means that their performance is, like, not good enough, or some people are intimidated by toys with partners because they think that, like, they should be able to do it all without the help of toys. And if a partner is someone who needs some sort of toy stimulation, that they're somehow, like, not good enough or something like that.
Can I share something extremely graphic in to illustrate that point?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Max eyes.
I had a quickie.
Listen up, son.
I was having kind of a quickie the other day. All right. We needed to get out the door. We were going bowling. It doesn't matter. We were having a quickie.
It does matter.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday coming up. We were going bowling for my birthday. I'm a 12-year-old boy, okay? So we were, and also I was having a quickie. So we're having a quickie. We're like, we need the vibrator. The vibrator is low on, like, because, like, that's the only, if I'm going to come fast, that is how it's happening. Like, that is a very great way to have a quickie. And I have a, I, my sexual partner or whatever is awesome and not intimidated by it, and I'm not either. But the best thing about the quickie was that because we were using the vibrator and I was controlling it, she was able to do some pretty, like, cool shit that I really like, that's harder to do when you're also trying to operate your fingers or your mouth or whatever.
You see what I'm saying? 100%.
Look, I had some, I just had sweet, sweet vulva on my thigh, and I was being deeply kissed, and, like, my neck was being touched, and, like, all of these things that, like, could not have all happened at the same time with other means of sex, right? So, like, yes. I got to experience those things while the vibrator was going, and it was great, great sex. There you go.
I'm so fucking jealous of you right now.
And and in a way, sometimes I am, my partner is stimulating me in my brain place even more than my clit place, because I'm able to have that different type of sex thanks to a toy. And it's not like their skills are even more highlighted. Their breadth of skills, because they have skills in so many things beyond just their, you know, fingers or whatever. So there you go. That's my... Use a sex toy.
Thank you for sharing.
That's, I had never thought of it in the way of, like, there are more ways to stimulate a partner than, like, just physically in order to give, make them have an orgasm.
Yeah, it's super mental. So, like, I don't know. If there's a vulva on my thigh, oh, God.
Well, oh, yeah. I don't know how. Yeah, I have things to say, but I don't want to. I don't like sharing personal anecdotes necessarily the way that Ashley does, but, like,
I have nothing left.
Here's what I'll say.
Maybe that's why my, like, bones hurt. Everything has just been, I've just been totally, everything sucked out of me. I'm just weak.
You're
at
a
this
giver.
Point. I'm my weary old giver bones. The end. Thank you guys for listening to the Chosen Family Podcast. I just talked about a vulva on my thigh for 10 minutes, and these two totally dipped. I appreciate everyone listening still, if you haven't turned it off the way Mac and Elena clearly have. You guys don't like imagining a vulva on your dad's thigh, do you?
No, but
no thigh play.
Yeah, toys are a great addition. It's like, it's a tool. It's an addition. It's a, it's something that.
Listen, okay, I'm gonna play baby. I really haven't used that many toys with partners.
Thank you for
so
playing
that's
baby.
And that's why I'm quiet. Like, if you haven't.
Oh, because you don't have any experience, Matt.
You don't have any
used that many toys. You've
never used a toy before.
Your little baby doesn't know how to have sex with toys.
You don't.
I'm feeling so young in this moment.
Are you feeling shamed?
The first time you use a toy is huge.
Okay, it's huge. It's not my first time, Ashley.
Sounds like it
That's
is.
That's not what she said.
But I do want to say, with my current girlfriend, the times that we've talked about using toys was in reference to what you're saying, Ashley, where you're talking about how using a toy opens up opportunities to be able to do more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because there's just only so much you can do with one free hand.
Mm-hmm. Toys are the Bluetooth of the lesbian community. Look, you don't need it. And sometimes Bluetooth is annoying and you don't want it. And it's like the like, you know what I'm saying? But there is a time for Bluetooth and hands-free gay. And absolutely. So try it out. It might be a piece of technology that you want.
There are so many opportunities, like what you've outlined. It opens up, you know, the hands. It opens up whatever you can. It opens up the possibility to watch or be watched, right? Whereas, like, when you're using your own hands, you, like, you cannot be that far away, whatever. It gives you, like, a
listener,
wider viewpoint.
If you're trying to exercise social distancing during your experience.
Hey, there are toys that work long distance. So if you're in a long distance relationship, you can control it with your phone and it will, like, work on the other partner wherever they are. But then also something like,
wait, Mac is so excited about
this. I was wondering if Mac, if you
had,
like, thought of this.
Wait a damn minute.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Put your fingers down out of frame, actually, okay? They're gonna
look
kick
up
us
We
off
Vibe.
YouTube.
I can send you a discount code.
No, actually send it. Are you serious?
Yes, there are toys. There's one called the Moxie. There's all sorts of different toys that you can control on your phone via Bluetooth, via Wi-Fi, I guess. And as long as
this is the first time I felt like capitalism is helping lesbians. That is incredible.
Yeah, so for long distance partners, like, it can be a lot of fun. And then even something like taking a bit of a left turn, some people don't like to have sex on their periods. Maybe they don't want hands, face, yep, body parts around that area when you're like bleeding. Toys.
Then, you know, toys for gender affirmation.
Totally.
Toys. It's just like, and if it feels scary, just bring some humor to it, because they are hilarious. Like, they are objectively so funny. And so if you and your partner, you don't have to do it in a sexual environment. You can go onto the internet together, like, during a non-sexual time and be like, oh, like, does this look fun to you? You know, I generally recommend bringing up sex stuff outside of a sexual conversation. Yes. Of, like, you know, just for...
It takes the pressure off. Yeah, it makes it clear there's no expectation. It can be, like, a fun bonding thing. And then last thing I will say is we're talking a lot about using toys in the context of, like, a fun addition or, like, a first time or trying something new. There are also so many people who need stimulation from a toy in order to have an orgasm. That's normal and fine, too. And that's also really common. And so if you
try an air sucker or pulser...
No, what I mean is that if that's you, I don't want you to feel like there's something wrong with you because you need that type of stimulation to finish. And if you're with a partner who's like that, I don't want you to feel like you're doing anything wrong because they need a toy. It's just like bodies.
Well, you are, and you're not good enough for them, clearly.
Shame.
No, can I recommend my friend's podcast, How Come? She's like won awards for this shit. If you are having trouble orgasming, or you want to learn more because you have a partner who has a vulva and is having trouble orgasming, go check out How Come, C-U-M, Remy Casimir. Unbelievable work. She really lays everything out for you. And she's incredible. All right.
See, we dove deep into that question, Matt.
You did it.
Great choice. Great
question. Good
question. Choice.
Great family dinner. We release these every Wednesday. Follow
us.
What
did we have for dinner?
Oh, my God.
Silicone.
We definitely had the Feast of the Seven Fishes.
Oh, no. Yes, definitely. The Feast of the Seven Fishes. Absolutely. I hope this comes out around Christmas time.
Next year, maybe.
This comes out every Wednesday. Follow us at Ashgavs, at Mac and Jemmy, at Elena Milp, at Miss Fender with two R's to submit your questions. We will take them. Please recommend this to a friend. Please subscribe. It really, really helps. And listen regularly. That also really helps. And we have a Patreon, patreon.com/chosenfamilypodcast. The content pending. So if you would like to give us a tip, that's a great place to do it.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Love you guys.
Chosen Family is a Forever Dog production, hosted by Ashley Gavin, Elena Joy, and Mac Injamin. Edited by Danny Jewell, executive produced by Mariah Nicholas. Forever Dog Productions is Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm.
Forever Dog.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.